Plug it in, plug it in.
This might be a two-parter.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Depends how we feel. So, how was your last week? Because someone totally asked me about my wedding meal 2 days ago.
Really?
And I was like, well, I'm glad I refreshed my, you know, my memory on that.
Did they ask you after the podcast? Or, like, did they listen to the podcast?
No, they didn't. Oh, okay. No. They just happened to be at my wedding.
It just randomly happened.
Well, okay. It wasn't so random because these people were at my wedding.
It wasn't a guy driving by?
Yeah.
Would you have your wedding here?
Yeah. I'm looking to spend money on a good meal.
Cars always have to near them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Taylor and Eric Rule the World. I am Eric Kianfar.
And I'm the other guy.
Yeah, and together we form a podcast where we analyze and we conclude certain strange situations that you may encounter in societal life. Teach you how to live, so to speak.
Societal life.
Yeah, and this week, I had a specific encounter last week, which gave me the rule for this week.
I love when that happens and something's fresh in your mind.
Oh,
because I'll try and think of topics and it's like, what's been going on? And then something happens. You're like, that's it.
I can't wait to vent.
There is one person I'm going to tell about this.
So, here, let me get a hard surface here to bonk you on the head with. So, bonk. The category we are talking about today is sales and customer service.
Oh, man.
And the rule we are going to be discussing is rules for selling used items online.
Man.
Or Kijiji etiquette, so to speak.
I have literally been doing this for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
And I'm sure it's fresh in your mind. That's why I feel like we got some content on our hands. So listeners, prepare. And I want to hear people's stories too. So from like I'll start off with this my experience last week. So Jedi Fallen Order has just been released last Friday, and I'm not much of a gamer, but what I am is I like to have quality, particularly video quality.
Right.
And I love Star Wars, so for me, I'm about to embark on this journey. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And I'm like, you know what? I want to do this properly. I have an Xbox One, but I want the next step up. I want the Xbox One X, which outputs in 4K and HDR. But those probably go for $600, not on sale in stores. And as I said, I'm not much of a gamer. And that's where used items online come in.
Yes.
So, for me, I go on Kijiji. Most people are selling them for about $450-ish. And I'm like, you know what? It's a few years old. Black Friday is also coming up. I could probably... And I think I already was seeing it on sale for about $439. And obviously there's tax and such. But one post for $325. I asked this guy. And they have those quick responses, and you can always tell when they just click it. Like, no, unfortunately, it's not available. And that's what I get.
Yeah, they give you the auto response. Yeah.
So I think I wrote Monday. I got, no, it's not available.
This is Kijiji?
This is Kijiji.
Okay.
Do you use anything else?
I use Marketplace on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I know Marketplace. I've never used it.
But like the wild, wild west. I was just looking up some stuff to share later.
Oh, okay.
But we'll get to it.
So I reach out Monday. I hear back, not available. Tuesday, I get a message from him. This is available. So now I'm like, what's going on? So I write him and I'm like, is it available or not? Like, was the other one a mistake? And he said, well, the person who was going to show up never showed up. So you're welcome to it.
Right.
And I said, oh, okay, yeah, I'm definitely interested. when can I pick it up? Or ask him a few questions, just basic questions. Mm-hmm. How long have you had it, blah, blah, blah. And then I say, when can I pick it up? Does Thursday evening at 8 work? And he says, yes, that works. Busy on Wednesday night, that's why I can't pick it up on Wednesday. At about 4 o'clock on Thursday.
So, encroaching into Thursday night territory. Yeah.
I get a message. Sorry, this isn't available. That same, like, just general message. And I'm sitting at work like, what is this? Let me, you know, what do you call it? Like, test the waters a little bit. So, I respond and I say, is this a mistake? And he goes, no, someone just bought it.
Okay.
And I respond and I say, man, like, there's nothing he can do. Yeah. If someone just bought it, I can't tell him to get it back.
Yeah.
So I just respond and I say, not cool. Not cool, buddy. I would have picked it up earlier had I known you were going to sell it to somebody else.
And it's kind of like bailing on plans, too. It's not even forget about the exchanging of the product. Like, we arranged something for Thursday. I scheduled it into my week.
Yeah. And so I told him, just not cool. I know there's nothing you can do now, but, like, we had a plan. Like, we had made an arrangement, and you basically, you failed me.
Say if it's still around Thursday. Can you meet Thursday? Cool. I might sell it to someone else.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
And that's the thing. I was telling my coworker, and, well, his response to my message was, sorry, this is how Kijiji works. And my coworker was like, it's you. Like, you determine how it works. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's not, Kijiji isn't making plans and bailing
on
them.
It's like blaming the phone. It's like, no, the phone is just how you communicate with one another, but it's still you. You're the seller.
You know, you could have kept the item and sold it to me on Thursday, and that's how Kijiji works also.
Exactly. Anyways, so I just left it, and then that's where I was like, I'm totally talking about this on the podcast. And I also was just, now I just felt teased. Like,
right.
Well, and I've also had experiences where I've talked to someone and they said, well, I have a lot of offers, so I'm just going to give it to the first person who comes. And I remember being at work during these times and just being like, well, I'm coming right now then.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not like it's a $10 shirt or like that kind of stuff. You'd be like, whatever. But like I feel like a big ticket item, when you make plans to purchase it, you kind of shift your mindset of like, okay, I have to make room for this and I got to plan around it and I got to figure it out. And like, there's more, it's not just like, sweet shirt. Now it's mine, you know?
Yeah. So anyways, my response was, I asked Samara to look to see if there were any available in Ottawa before she came, and she found one and she picked it up, and it was normal. And this guy, like, all like rays of light shine upon him. he was like, oh, I'm not going to be in Ottawa. Like, Samara was looking on Friday night and she was coming home the next day. And he was like, oh, sorry, I'm not going to be home tonight. And so Samara was like, well, he has it, but I can't pick it up in time because I want to play Star Wars immediately.
Right.
But then he said, you know what? I'll stay home so that you can pick it up. You know?
And right.
It's just like, oh, thanks. Like, that's customer service. Like, that general customer service.
That is how Kijiji works.
That's how Kijiji works. Or should work.
Should.
Because that's the thing. Like, it's not really in Kijiji's rule book. There's, I guess you could say, guidelines, and that's where we come in. So,
My mind is racing because
I have a list we'll eventually get to. But.
So, in preparation for the move, we were like just pitching so much stuff and getting rid of a lot of other stuff, and I came across a bunch of old jerseys, hockey jerseys I was selling, and the one, there was a lot of interest in one of them, and so many guys reached out to me like, I can come next week, or I can come like I have to check my schedule and all that. And it was like, cool, let me know. Cool, let me know. Cool, let me know. Mm. And then...
You're saying cool, let me know?
Yeah. And I was like, sure, that's great. They're like, can you hold it for me? And I said, well, let me know the dates. You know, I it's still for sale. If someone comes before then, I'll sell it to them.
Basically, you're saying, I'm not going to hold it for
you. Yeah, keep me posted as of your dates and that kind of thing. And there was two or three guys that I actually kind of reached back out to and said, hey, any updates on this? Or can you come tonight or tomorrow? Have you figured it out? And then no response. And then it's kind of, now it's fair game. And you get the one person who is totally in. And you think, okay, there was a bunch of other people who were interested first, but this guy showed up with cash to my door, so it's his now.
And that's kind of how stores work, you know? like, you can't really... Like, the thing is, if I call a store and I say, do you have this? Okay, can I pick it up at 4 tomorrow?
Yeah.
And they say yes, and I show up, and they're like, oh, sorry, we had to give it away. It's like... Well, why did I call?
Yeah.
Like, that's called reserving, you know? Like at a restaurant. You don't reserve a... You know how to take a reservation, but you don't know how to hold the reservation.
And I had another one where... another good Seinfeld reference. Where... So I listed it for... You know, I listed the jersey for a certain amount, and that's what I wanted for it. And... We will get to the low ball. We will get to that next because I have a lot to say about that. But
okay,
I got...
I'll write low ball here.
I got a lower offer and just to... And I had already had some offers that were what I wanted, but no commitment yet. Two guys had said, yeah, I'll give you the price you want. Not sure of my schedule. I'll let you know. Hmm. Another guy said... You know, I can pick it up this weekend. Would you take $5 less? And I was like, no, I've got a few other guys who said they'd give me what I want. And he says, oh, you know, okay, sure, sell it.
Sorry, what's it listed at?
$30.
Oh, okay.
So this guy says 25, and I say, no, a couple other guys have offered 30, so I'm going to sell it. If you want it for 30, it's yours, but I'm waiting on these other guys.
Normally, the best offer is like, I can't get rid of this.
Yeah. And then those guys who offered 30 didn't get back to me for a couple of days. I get another message from this guy that says, huh, thought this was sold for 30. I guess not.
Oh, like, man.
Just so snarky.
Oh, man.
And it was the day that I actually did sell it for 30, so I just changed it to sold. Like, it was
did you message him back? Real. And you were like, yep. You should have wrote, yep, it did sell for 30. Like...
Just so, and there was another one where...
Have fun finding to save your, spend your $5 on, you know?
Another guy messaged me and said, clearly fake, like in full caps, like, oh my gosh, fake jersey. And
all caps is like, that makes it genuine.
And it was the best because I was like, whatever. So I responded like, sure, I'll take 20. Can you pick it up tomorrow?
Oh, so the guy who said clearly fake, he offered 20?
No. He just said, this is clearly fake.
Oh, okay.
Just to be a jerk. And I responded, sure, I'll take 20. Like, can you pick it up? And then deleted the message. A couple of days go by. And he messages again and says, no, like, I meant that the jersey is
That's
fake.
That's so funny. I love how he's like, no, you don't. You're not understanding. Yeah. I don't want to buy it because I think the jersey is fake. And then you're like, okay, 15.
And he also, in that message, he called me a moron. He said, no, like, you moron, the jersey is fake.
That's so funny.
He said, would you buy a fake $20 bill for me for 20 real dollars? And I didn't respond. I was like, this is not worth my time. This is just negativity. Yeah, I don't need... Corey was like, you should have responded with the, fine, I'll take 15.
Yeah. No, but even the, like right now we're joking about it, but when you get a message like that, you feel it. Like you don't want to dive into
it. And
it
was like.
Like you feel dirty.
I was like, I just want $30 for this jersey. I don't want to argue with strangers on the internet. Yeah. I hate that stuff. Like I don't have time for that. Ugh. So.
And like the guy who offered you 25, You know what? I have no issue with that. But the fact that he was, like, rubbing it in your face later.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck this sold. And it's like, do you have nothing better to do?
than keep an eye on a used $30
drink? Also, I'm not going to sell it to you if that's your attitude. Yeah. You could say, hey, did those guys end up buying this jersey?
Oh, man.
Is it still available? So...
so funny.
Oh, man, there's so many things I want to mention. Are we ready to talk about the low ball?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we sold a table and chair set last week, and...
Don't you need that? Like, don't you want to get tables and chairs for, like...
One came with our house, actually, so we had an old one that we were ready to get rid of, and we put it up for 80. We put it up for 80, and the person said, sure, I'll give you 80. I just need to rent a U-Haul to come get it. And I said, oh, like, that's insane. Give me 85 and I'll drop it off. They said, sure, 85 delivered.
Okay.
Deal.
Good. Okay, customer service. Yeah. You know, that's where the negotiation comes.
They're going to spend $80 on a U-Haul. Like, oh, so man. We took it over. They actually got us to set it up for them. That's fine. No problem.
Like, as in, like, can you bring it into the house?
Brought it into the house, put the legs on. They had a young child. No problem.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Then we're almost out the door. Well, we're not out the door. We're waiting on the money, and it's, will you take 70?
That's, no. Like, oh my gosh. Thank you. I can't believe that.
Thank you. So that is my philosophy on the low ball.
Oh,
do
my
it
gosh.
Before the meeting. I don't care what you offer me.
That's what I would have said.
I put up a watch for $30. A guy said, will you take 10? I said, no.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not selling it to this guy. I told him no. He reached out. He shot his shot. I told him no. If he shows up at the door and says, I only brought 10. Get out of here, man.
Exactly.
We agreed on 30. So with the table 85, we stood there. We were like, no, it's 85.
Yeah.
And they gave us 85. And it's like...
I would have been like, it's going to be 100.
Yeah.
And I'm taking this table out.
It's just the low ball. If you offer and you're bartering and you are haggling and trying to make a deal, cool. But you have already agreed to purchase it.
Yeah.
It's like swiping your
credit. The contract has been set.
It's like going into a store and they're like, this is the price of it. And you're at the cash. You're like, well, can you make this the price? It's like, can you refund me some money? No, you've already bought it.
Oh, man. Or it's just like the service has... you've almost already completed the service. Like the table is set up.
Yeah, we screwed it in the legs and everything.
Poor time. Like the low ball is not... it's not a black or white type decision. It's there's a certain time frame. And
yes.
I think, as you put it, like it needs to occur how do you put it? Once the agreement is made, that's it.
Pre-purchase. Yeah. It's the pre-purchase. Like, what can I pay for this?
Yeah.
Not what can I pay after I've already agreed to pay something else.
Like if I say, Taylor, give me $100 for this. And you're like, okay, sure, it's worth $100. And then I know you already agreed to $100. That's a thing. So I'm expecting $100. So you coming in and being like, oh, would you mind if I just gave you 75? I'd be like, well, now you're negotiating? Like, I already know that you're willing to give up 100.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
If that's when you negotiate, if you show up, I'm always afraid of people showing up to the deal with like, I sold a couple hats for $10. I was afraid of them showing up with only 5 magically. Like, oh, I only brought 5. And I would have closed the door and said, sorry, the price is $10.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't hold up your end of the deal.
Yeah.
Like,
then you don't have a hat. I would rather hang on to this hat than make $5.
Yeah.
Based on principle, you know.
Yeah.
The hat is
principles. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Like, how much are your principles worth, you know? Like, they would have been like, would you take 70? And I would have been like, you know what? My principles are worth about 40.
Yeah.
So this just kind of went up to 110. But guess what? It's 110. I'll let you go off with 85.
You know? Like, it's mind-boggling. And we have We had an old, a fake Christmas tree. We bought a new one, and we put up the old one for $80 just to test the waters, because Christmas trees are really expensive.
Hmm.
And then I'm getting all sorts of offers for $40. Will you take $40? It's like, I mean, you know, I might get it down to $55 or $60 kind of thing, but like, I put it up for $80, regardless of what you think it's worth. Like, where does that $40 come into place? Like, so what I wanted to ask is, what do you think is like an acceptable lowball?
Well, see, that's the thing. I disagree. I don't think we can be emotionally attached in the negotiation period.
Okay.
I think they could ease, they could, someone is totally free to be like, can I have this for free?
Okay, interesting.
I think they're totally free to ask that.
And then you say, no, you crazy person.
No,
then you don't
even have to respond.
Right.
Like, you know what? Just don't respond.
Can I have this for free?
Yeah.
I just picture, like, someone at a car dealership or a store. Would you take $0?
Would you take $0? It's like, your method of haggling is very interesting. Well, I figure, you know, if I meet you at 50%, you'll come back with 75.
Yeah.
But if I meet you at 0%,
then we'll meet at 50.
Then we'll meet at about 50.
See, that's insane to me. Like, people are free to say that. But, like, my principles... I'll get emotionally invested, and I won't accept that ridiculous
and
offer.
And it was a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
So the thing is, I would say you can only be emotionally invested if it is something that is also a commentary on yourself. So, like, if I was an artist, and that was my profession, and I'm selling my art, and someone came and said, can I have it for free? It's like, you're basically saying my work is worthless.
Yes.
So.
That is something I've seen from musicians and photographers and those kind of artists who people ask them if they want to get paid in exposure.
Or
how much does the gig pay? Well, there'd be a lot of important people there.
Yeah.
Okay, but like, you need to treat this as... a service that you are paying for, not an art form that's like someone wants to do for free.
Yeah, they went to school. Like, I was just talking with a friend who had a several $1,000 camera for their business.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't get paid by with exposure.
Yeah,
But I do go to Best Buy sometimes, and I'm like, can I buy some of these movies? They'll get a lot of exposure. I have several friends who will come over and watch them.
I'll play them at my Halloween party. There's a lot. There's very high attendance.
I emailed Disney. I'm like, you know, like I worked out the numbers. You'll get a good amount of exposure.
You get shut down for like illegally publicly showing their films.
Can I get free tickets to Disney World? I will post it on my Facebook and it will get a lot of exposure.
You become an influencer, a social media Disney star.
I guess that's kind of what an influencer is.
I guess so.
It's just when your exposure... So I guess, there is value to exposure. Yeah, but,
I mean, why not?
But that's kind of their job.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're just getting paid in services and products mostly.
So speaking of getting paid...
Are we getting paid? This has immediately become the best podcast in the world. We won. We ruled the world.
Meaning getting paid.
Yeah.
What is your ideal money transfer situation? Because that can be a little awkward.
Oh, okay. I once bought a Connect 4 for like game for my nieces and nephew. And I feel like I had cash, but the lady was like, no, just send me an email transfer. It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. Right now, I can't reasonably think of a logical situation where I wouldn't have cash on me. So I would say my answer to your question is cash is my preferred, but email transfer, I've done it that one time.
So, and do you... do you ever worry about if they come in, they're like, can I check out the product first? And you're like, well, I don't see any money yet. Like, the timing of the... So, one of the guys who bought one of my jerseys lives out of town, and he was trying to figure out a time he could pick it up. But it didn't end up working out. He said, you know what? My mom will be in town tomorrow. Can she pick it up? And either we'll leave you... Can she pick it up from the front porch and we'll either leave you cash in your mailbox or I can e-transfer you. So there was no way I was just leaving the jersey out there with no guarantee. So I said, why don't you e-transfer me? Then I'll show you where I'm leaving the jersey. I'll send you a photo. But then he sent it, and we went and moved a bunch of stuff, and I came back a few hours later, and he's like, hey, I sent it. I was like, oh man. So 3 or 4 hours went by after he sent the e-transfer, and there was nothing coming from me. And it's like, just as the same as I want to get this money, he's probably like, I just sent this guy $30. Now I haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Like, where is there a balance between, like, who gives the money first? It's the same thing with, like, if you're shipping something with Kijiji, or someone's like, yeah, I'm out of province, can you send it to me? It's like, how does the money work
then? Oh, that's interesting. I feel like, have you ever done this? Like, could you call the bank in that scenario and just be like, hey, I transferred this guy money for a used item of his, but he just completely ditched on me.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the, if there's like regulations or standards or what, you know, if there's any action you can take. Because I, you know, he could have set up some sort of fake bank account with a fake email. That's, and then picks up the jersey and like then somehow, you know.
So that's an interesting scenario because it's like, what comes first, the money? I would say, if you want to buy it in that situation, like, you just, the money has to come first.
Right.
I would say it weighs on the money. You pay first and then you get the item. But then also, it's, I've actually done the, like, leave the money in the mailbox.
Right.
And I actually, that's the world I want to live in.
And I did that when I was a teenager and I was on this, there was a London Knights fan chat board, and I was like super active on that forum. And this person had made decals for cars and all that kind of thing. And they're like, I'll be selling them, you know, here and there. I can drop them off at your house, you know, let me know. And I said, I would love some. I have to go to school tomorrow, but I left $5 in the mailbox for you. And I got home and they were there and they were like sweet stickers that I got. But that could have been someone online who was just like, yeah, who wants stickers? And like $5 here, $5 there. Like that stuff can happen. But you're right. In the ideal world that we want to live in, we would love for that trust to be established there.
Yeah, especially like you can tell from the conversation. You know, someone gets in touch with me and it's like, I'd like to buy this. And it depends how much money it is too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, what would you say is that threshold? Where like, now you have to meet face to face. There was actually, you asked something earlier about the checking the item beforehand.
Yeah.
And I we'll get to that. Maybe we'll read a few of this list. Okay. But what would you say is that number, the magic number where it's like, I'm not comfortable? Is it anything over 100?
Not comfortable in person? Or
like, imagine you're selling 3 jerseys for $100.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, like, can you leave them outside and I'll put $100 in your mailbox?
Honestly, for me, it's like 20. It's like 20 bucks. Oh, really? I'm like, the 2 hats I sold for 10, I was like, I let them look at the hat, but I was like kind of frantically looking around for like, if they ditch and run, I'm going to lose that $10. So like, it's almost any sale.
Have you experienced that? Or is it
just no, kind of like, it's just some bizarre paranoia that I have of someone. It's like, I should trust people. I should trust them. They're all good people. That's why I'm a little more sketched out by Kijiji. Facebook Marketplace I like a bit more because you just click on their profile. You can kind of creep them a little bit to see what they're about.
Hmm.
And you have a profile to link it to, as much as it could be fake profile, like people could be out there.
But see, that's the thing, like, what, okay, I know their name,
yeah,
Graham Stewart.
Yeah, and you're like,
oh, Stewart, okay.
I just want to see a photo of Graham from 2012 that shows he's a real guy.
Oh, he's holding a small tricycle. Okay, yeah, that people who have tricycles in their lives, they're more trustworthy
and that's
financially stable.
And it could have they could hack into his account too, right? There's a million ways to defraud? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Defraud someone.
I mean, there's like the worst cases are obviously the you know, like if you're gonna go meet someone at their house and check out their piano, like you take somebody with you.
Yeah.
Or you let somebody know. Like those are the worst cases, and we won't get there because we've already had dark version of this podcast.
Yes, we have.
But for the most part, like aside from these like totally a fake jersey interactions or people who just don't understand how to hold a reservation. That's kind of been the general interaction, aside from the monsters that live in the world.
Yeah, exactly. And people are so interesting too, because Corey was selling a chair and this woman just responded, I want it. Where are you located? Is it in good condition? Like, I need this for my daughter. So many things of like, this is mine and I need this. Whereas most people are like, is this available? And then
I always ask that. What's yours? Yeah. I always ask first, is this still available?
Yeah, because there's auto responses on Facebook and Kijiji. So I just click those for the is this available? But it's funny, just the people who like they kind of seem like they're demanding this product and you're like, okay, well like what's your offer and when are you available? And it's tough because you post something that gets a lot of interest and you can waste a lot of time fielding offers and responses. And
do you sell online a lot?
No, only
on occasion.
Yeah.
Even like when I got my new TV, I was like, I could probably get $100 for the old one, but the old one is probably worth $100 still to me. Like $100 isn't, it's not that
You'd rather much. Have a TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
$100 isn't that much. What a rich guy podcast.
No, in regards to a TV. If I saw that TV and someone was like, give me $100 for it. Even now, I'd buy a third TV for $100.
You're telling me TVs are $100?
Like, it's like, why do you have 7 TVs? Yeah. Oh, they're all $100. That's how to bankrupt me, you know?
Only slightly used, in good condition.
Yeah, just the surface of my table.
Yeah,
I don't even have a mirror anymore. I just have a webcam attached to a TV.
Oh, man.
Okay, so for those listening, you can follow along. We are going to be reading from CanadianBloghouse.com.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I believe her name is Sandy. I don't know her last name, and I don't know if she's from a beach of some sort, but she is from Ottawa.
So
Ottawa this is beach. Canadian, so I like that we're supporting something Canadian. So it's a blog. Then it's entitled Kijiji Etiquette, What Not to Do When Buying and Selling, posted April 5th, 2018. So let's get into this and see how we'll rate this list and see what comes
Sandy's out. List.
Yeah. All right. Number one, don't make plans with us when your wife is out with the car. That's so random.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what she's saying. Oh, I think she's saying telling us you'll be here in 15 minutes and then making us wait 45 minutes to finally hear back from you is not cool.
Yes. That's, so we told the person with the table that we were on the way to their house to deliver, and then we waited in the parking lot of their building for probably...
Did they acknowledge?
They said, yes, sounds good. I said, we'll be there in 10 to 15. They said, sounds good.
How long did you wait?
We were there in 16 minutes or what, 15, 16 minutes.
Okay, and you waited
for... And we waited like 7 to 8 for them to respond. And they said, sure, come upstairs. And I was like, no, I need your help with this. It was a
whole...
But yeah, there was a lag. You're supposed to be ready for me when you said yes.
Yep. Yeah, be on time.
So we can say good. Punctuality.
Yeah, punctuality. Well, yeah, weirded. Like, why are you putting all the blame on the wife? Like,
yeah.
What is
Come
this?
On, Sandy.
Out with the car.
Yeah.
Like, just punctuality, okay?
Get it right, Sandy.
Some people are just lazy, Sandy.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not always a wife who's out with the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop your repeated haggling. So this is interesting because she says repeated. Let's see. When we put something up for sale, we price it to sell. A buyer gets a good deal from us. We share the retail price and a link to where you could buy the item online if available. No secrets, so please stop with the repeated haggling. I don't think the seller needs to post a link to the product mm-hmm. online. But I do appreciate when people, like, say, sells for this much.
Yeah.
Or they compare the condition to as new.
Yeah.
Like, I like when they say, with box. Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, oh, like, does this have the box? That's a huge deal for yeah. me. Like, when I get it, it feels like I'm getting something that is new.
Yeah.
Still in the box, still has the plastic on it. Like, yeah. That's a big deal.
And for I me. Like to give as much detail as I can about just yeah. condition, how long I've had it, you know, the tags are still on it, or I haven't yeah. worn it, or, you know, that kind of thing, just to let them know, like, bit more legitimacy.
And I feel like that is where haggling comes in mm-hmm. because suddenly you're like, okay, well, this item is no longer new. Mm-hmm. So how much, some people won't care about aesthetics on like a console. Like, yeah. So what if your PS4 has a big gash in it? Mm-hmm. It still works, but another person will definitely care about that.
Yeah.
So I think you can haggle as much as you want, but to avoid repeated haggling, I think that's where you need to provide as much information as possible.
Yeah. Because, I think you have to, yeah, you have to be upfront yeah. about the product. And if you, I think haggling is fine. I just think it can't come after the agreement to purchase.
Now, okay, let me bring something up. You agree to purchase it, but like you brought that table over, but what if it was a bit different than they envisioned?
Yeah, that's true. And I was worried about yeah. that because there was a couple little stains on it. But I went back through the photos and I had sent photos yeah. of the stains.
Yep. And that's where the details come in. And yes. And I actually, when I respond to these people, often I say, like, I'm definitely interested. If you don't mind, I will give it a once over.
Yeah.
The one guy who ditched out on our agreement for the Xbox, I asked him, like, I'll give it a once over, and if everything's like, if it looks all right to me, I'll take it. And he said, actually, it's all, I packed it all up in the box. Do you want me to unpack it all? And I told him, no, don't worry about it. Like, the fact that he did that.
So you were going to buy it without having seen it yeah, turned on.
For me, the fact that he packed it all into the box there's a certain quality of a character that does that.
Yeah.
And I don't know many people who do that, but people who, I don't know, that to me is just, it's a good thing.
So that's lending towards your, this is the kind of yeah. world I want to live in. Like, yeah. Why can't I just trust this guy that this still works?
And someone would totally be like, yeah, but people can scam you. And I'm like, yeah. And those are people who take advantage of the general trust that I want society to have.
Right.
So
if you're not giving off that trust, then, you know,
yeah,
you're not sticking to your guns.
Okay. So in this case, no repeated haggling, and I guess maybe, yeah, just you can haggle as much. Do we agree you can haggle as much as you want prior to the agreement?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't care if you, yeah, you yeah. can offer me whatever you want. I can still say
and
no.
And what that means is, like, if you say, will you take 20 for it? And I go, sure. You don't go, how about 15?
Yeah.
Because I called you.
I said yes. We've yeah. already agreed.
Yeah. All right. This isn't pizza. We don't do delivery. Let's see what she says.
Is this a site of, like, where they sell things? Are these her own rules?
No, this is a blog. Oh, I would say this is her.
Interesting. Because I don't mind delivery for a little extra.
We sure are glad you want to buy the item we have for sale. Wait, what? You want us to deliver them to you? What? With 3 A's and 3 question marks?
So...
Okay, sure. We'll deliver door to door. Let me just add 25% to the price of our item to account for the time required to deal with this debacle.
Yeah, you can't expect delivery for the same price. Corey has had a few of those situations where she has agreed...
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, I can't get the car. Can you drop it off? No. Like, this is not a $20 transaction anymore. Yeah. It's now $25 or $30. You know?
Yeah. I think I've actually... I believe... people have said, well, where are you? I drive by there where I can drop it off. Like, because people are, like, that's where I'm a reasonable person.
Yeah.
Like, it's much less out of the way for me. Whatever. Like, you're buying it from me. I'll just drop it off.
If someone said, oh, this is where I work or this is where I live, and it happened to be nearby, and it's convenient, understandable, but the assumption that they can get it delivered for the same price is where they're wrong.
All right. Let's see. No, we're not playing 20 questions.
Yeah, I think you have to put as much info in the ad. Yeah. I think that's on the seller.
Yep, that's on the seller.
If they're asking to see, people have asked for specific photos, like of the table and everything, because I put up 3 or 4. They wanted more. That's fine. You want to see all the photos of it? I don't mind.
And here, it's like, she's writing in a very, like, sarcastic way. But, like,
sarcastic Sandy.
Is it brand new? Did you read the description in the ad? Brand new, never used, still in the box?
Okay, that's fair.
Does it fit? Yeah.
People haven't read the description.
Yeah. Does it fit a queen-size mattress? Our ad states queen-size bed frame, and that's the thing. So this is the assumption that the seller did their job.
Yes.
Their due diligence.
Yes.
Okay, there's a picture of a grasshopper for some reason. And we don't, well, it's a grasshopper, but they said, and we don't play crickets either.
Hmm?
Oh, is that, maybe they're talking about, things get worse when you play 20 questions and that game morphs into crickets. At least have the common courtesy to finish the discussion. Oh, like when people just bail
out. Oh, like chirp, chirp, nothing. Yep. Yeah, like
when you
getting ghosted.
Ghosted those, those guys who paid you. Yeah. And actually, you know what? That, I think, is a good rule. Like, that's one. If you're not interested, tell them you're not interested.
Yeah. So we can close off this conversation. Yeah. I have a couple of conversations of guys who said they were interested, and I followed up a couple of days later. Let me know. And they've seen it on Facebook. They've seen it. No response.
So,
all right. Well, this is done.
Oh, man. You know, you can rate people on... Can you rate people on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Because I rated that guy 1 star.
On Kijiji?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was a little button for no stars. Like a little dash beside the 1 star that you can click.
0.
All right. Speaking of crickets, worse than disappearing online, disappearing in real life. Where are we going with this?
Like not showing up?
You've agreed on a price. You've agreed on a time to come by. We sit, we wait, we check the clock, we wait some more, nothing. You're gone, never to be heard from again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like bailing on a date you know.
Yeah. So, all right, let's do one more and then maybe we'll put it on hold. Sorry, we're not your bank. Buying unwanted household items. Do you do cash back?
I don't have change.
Yeah, buying unwanted household items from someone off Kijiji is not rocket science. Okay, Sandy, where are you going with this? There are no debit machines, and no, you can't use your credit card to earn rewards. This is a cash person. Okay, so this goes... what would we fall on that? Like, it's assumed cash... If nothing's stated, it's cash.
Yes. It's assumed cash.
And you should ask.
Yes.
You
should ask prior to the the visit. I don't think you should show up and say, can I e-transfer you? Because, you know, maybe you don't have e-transfer set up. Yeah. You know, a lot of different reasons. Cash is the assumption. If you say, can I show up and e-transfer you the money on the spot? And you're fine with that? Then sure.
Yeah, like we ordered delivery pizza just a few days ago, and on the phone they go, are you going to pay cash or credit? Like,
right.
Even if pizza places can do it, we can do it too. Let's all learn from their beautiful heavenly businesses.
Exactly. Because if you're bringing me cash, no problem. If I have to have change or to get my phone to accept the e-transfer, I gotta know that stuff too.
Is that, what's the weirdest thing you ever bought used?
Jeez, I have no idea.
Yeah, we'll have to think about this. I bought a treadmill for $50.
Yeah?
Yeah. That one right there.
I wish everyone could see it because it's a real nice
treadmill. 45-degree angle from me. And I remember the person had like all this crazy equipment in their house, and she wanted to look like a fitness person when I showed up. But she was just like, no, works well. And it doesn't have anything that breaks and ruins modern ones, because all the new ones have like built-in computers and touch screens and stuff. And as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it's a, what do you get a treadmill for?
Yeah.
So
does it have a tread that goes?
Exactly. And $50, it's cheaper. It's half a TV's value.
All TV's value. You could get two treadmills.
Like, I think about that now. It's like, oh man, how much was that? I could get like three TVs for
man.
That. Some people don't even have any TVs. All right. Well, let's put a pin in it.
All right, part one.
Yeah, that's part one. Maybe we can amass some stories in between. Let's amass some stories and see what people have to say and how they would like the world to run.
Yes.
When it comes to purchasing used items online or like online used marketplace etiquette. And so thank you for listening. You can share, I will post it, and you can share on our Facebook page your stories. You can also find us on Twitter at Eric Kianfar.
I'm at Taylor Axford. We're also on Instagram.
I knew you were going to get you.
Instagram at TERWpod. And stay tuned for part two.
Yeah.
Joining us in our quest to rule the world of Kijiji deals.
Yeah, to be continued.
Taylor and Eric. Rule the world?